Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Kate with your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a four-year-old Cocker Spaniel Lenny, described as Four Paws' best dog ever, is up for adoption. The Cocker Spaniel pup was surrendered to Four Paws by his previous family due to a change in circumstances, which left them unable to provide required care. He has been described as an obedient and good-natured puppy suitable for a couple or recent retirees. Whether it's the car or on a lead, he loves to get out and about. To find out more, head to www.fourpawsanimalrescue.com.au.
Queensland Reds player Mason Gordon has announced his medical retirement from the rugby union squad after suffering the effects of a concussion in the pre-season. The 22-year-old penned an open letter thanking his team, coaches, therapists, and the club itself for his short career with the state team. Studies into chronic traumatic encephalopathy show that two-thirds of the examined union players' brains suffered from CTE to some capacity.
In national news, new national guidelines for the treatment of early pregnancy loss, including miscarriage, recurrent miscarriage, and ectopic pregnancy have been published. The guidelines include an update definition to recurrent miscarriage, which is now defined as two non-consecutive miscarriages. Early pregnancy is common in Australia. It's estimated up to 1 in 4 pregnancies end in miscarriage, and more than 100,000 couples are affected by miscarriage every year. We don't actually have a standard or care for a miscarriage in Australia because every health service or clinician does something slightly different. Neisha Cott, obstetrician and president-elect for Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists, has said.
First Nations leaders are pushing for the Albanese government to deliver reforms on truth, treaty and closing the gap. Western Australian Green Senator Dorinda Cox plans to reintroduce a bill for a Truth and Justice Commission later this year and is hoping for support from Labor. The bill would establish a commission to investigate and record historical and ongoing injustices against First Nations Australians. In his 2022 election victory speech, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese committed to the Uluru Statement from the heart in full, but after the failed voice referendum, he said that the government would go in another direction. Senator Cox says that Albanese's government has turned away from the reforms and they should have the courage and leadership to complete the reforms by backing the bill.
In international news, giant geckos in New Caledonia are the hot topic in a social media-fueled pet trade. Conservationists are aiming to stop exotic pet poachers and avid gecko grabbers from accessing the location of the endangered species. Park ranger Joel Defendre says that people are attracted to them because they look like a miniature dinosaur. Their removal from their habitat is only adding and mounting to environmental issues such as the wildfire, climate change, invasive species and mining. Last year, the International Union of the Conservation of Nature found that 75% of the geckos were threatened, with many because of poaching. New Caledonia's Southern Province head ranger Tiffin Reid urges any locals to report poaching and smuggling, saying everyone has a role in the protection of biodiversity.
Today's rainy, gloomy weather is giving twilight. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.